Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Well, ask and you shall receive. You guys hated the nasopharyngeal swabs. When it came to COVID, you did not want somebody sticking a swab in your nose, up your nose, to the back of your throat, till the point that you gagged, did it on both sides, and then told you to drive off and you'll get your results in 5 days. You didn't like that. And you asked. You asked for a better way to test for COVID. You didn't like the false negatives. You didn't like that Elon Musk had 2 positive tests and 2 negative tests. So your prayers were answered. Ask and you shall receive. And now we have a test for all you haters out there, for all of you that just can't stand the nasopharyngeal swab. Drop your pants, because there's an anal swab. Okay? Now, who would have devised an anal swab for a respiratory pathogen such as COVID? Well, China's been on it for months. China has been testing people in quarantine with an anal swab. I guess in those types of countries and regimes, when you're told to drop your pants, bend over, and have a swab stuck in the rectum, you listen, you go, yes, sir. So China has been working on this, and apparently it's a pretty good test. So I told you guys, see, you know, that somebody listened. Somebody listened. Now, when in America are we going to get, when in America are we going to get these tests? Side me up. See, we women, we're good with that because, you know, when we go for our pap smears and stuff, I mean, there is no orifice left alone. You know, it's just, you know, there's people in the room, there's medical students in the room, there's just no privacy. You know, dudes are kind of like, well, I don't know, you know. No, I mean, you know, there's a lot we can gain from the GI tract. And I have to thank my buddy Josh that tipped me on this story. I understand it's a headline, but I was a little busy with the snow and, you know, kind of nursing my cactus snow injury yesterday that I wasn't really up on the latest of the news. So this breaking news that anal swabs are kind of a thing now in China, I owe to my friend Josh. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. So what's going on here? Well, we spoke about how coronavirus can infect in terms of clusters. It's been a cluster, an absolute cluster. But we know that coronavirus affects the GI tract. Well, apparently, coronavirus will live in the GI tract. So in China, they take the swab. They insert it into the rectum about 1 inch or 2, which is fine. There's plenty of room. That's, you know, easy. They twist it around like we kind of do pap smears. We twist it multiple revolutions. We do use gloves and wearing a mask, so don't worry about passing gas. You won't poop on anybody. Take the swab. They throw it in a container, and then they'll get the results, and it's a nucleic acid test. So they're not looking at pieces. They're looking at nuclear material, and they say it's more sensitive. See, we've had a real big issue with false negatives where somebody gets a swab, like, okay, stop. No, that's it. So the person takes the sample, comes back a negative. Oh, yay, I'm negative for COVID. Well, if the swab wasn't done properly and if you were bucking it because it just was so impossible to tolerate, how do we know there was a good specimen? People are like, oh, you know, let us do our own swabs. Oh, yeah, they're just going to kind of go up in the nose like a nose pick. No, I mean, you need to really get in there. So, you know, the sample extraction could be room for false negatives. And then if you don't have enough of the virus, if you're doing your nasopharyngeal swab, there's the nasal swab, which is just the nose, the nasopharyngeal swab where it gets back to the pharynx, and there's the pharyngeal swab where we kind of do it where we just take it from the throat. Everybody likes that one. They're like, I'm used to that one. They're like, no. But that's not as effective as the nasopharyngeal swab. So one is the technique could cause false negatives. Two is, if you don't have enough virus and enough antigen pieces or enough material, then it could be very easy to miss and get a false negative. And we're being told that COVID, sometimes in a person who's either asymptomatic or even had it and recovered, will be gone from the respiratory tree by day 4 or 5. So if you're going in to get tested and you're saying, look, I need to wait until I have enough, so I'm going to wait till day 4, but let's say you're asymptomatic and you don't have it, and day 4 or 5 it could be gone, you're missing it. So this does explain why we have a lot of false negatives, which is ridiculous, because we have families of 4 where 3 people have COVID, 1 tested negative, and the one that tested negative has more symptoms than the other 3. How do you explain it? So China doesn't mess around. You know, China's been dealing with their own cases, and they don't want to bend over and take it. Well, actually, they do now with the test. So they with the rectal swab, apparently the COVID lingers in the GI system longer. Remember I told you cats were giving each other COVID? Not my cats. Well, if they did, they'd be out of there. But cats, they found, were giving each other COVID, and they found it in the feces. So we really underutilize our stool and our GI tract for, you know, testing. And so they believe that this is going to be a much more sensitive test. From what I understand, people prefer it from the nasal test because it doesn't make you cough or gag. You know, people aren't going up to the face. They're not ducking. So apparently it has been received very receptively. When is this going to be available in America? I know many people want to sign up. We're trying to take sign-ups for the vaccine. But, you know, for this, I think if you really want to know you have COVID, you know, listen, you know, why is this a headline? Well, this is a headline because, look, you know, we need to be really careful what comes out of China. If China says that what we're doing in America doesn't count, and our current administration doesn't want you flying back home from abroad without a negative COVID test, and somebody decides at the helm to go, you want to know what? I don't think I like these nasal swabs. I don't think we could count on other countries doing it right. Do the anal swab, because we agree with the data coming out of China. I mean, our relationship with China is going to be a little different this administration. Then you guys need to realize, I mean, you might have to shave, you know, before you come back, right? Get a sample done. So this sampling might be the thing of the future. So now, for those of you that really want COVID to go away, this might accelerate it. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Obamacare is coming back. Yay! Gosh, please. Why can't we be done with Obamacare? I just don't think it was successful. I'm not a fan, okay? And I thought it was a big mistake when Joe Biden, during his primary debates, insinuated that he was going to kind of double down on Obamacare. And I was like, no, no. However, the Medicare for All public option, that still scares people. So, you know, Joe Biden did what he should in terms of, you know, his predecessor, Obama. Well, not Trump, but Obama. You know, having been in that administration and the vice president, I see why he couldn't bag on it. And so, making good on his promises, he's now making some moves to roll back what President Trump had done with Obamacare and to kind of strengthen it and cement it as part of our healthcare system and maybe even expand on it. I think BidenCare should be a new and improved version without all the clusters that previous health insurances have. I think Joe Biden has an amazing opportunity to start working towards a healthcare system, especially now that we have telehealth. See, politically, here, this is what's going on, okay? All right, remember, Obamacare got its roots from Hillary Clinton during the Bill Clinton administration. Okay? Everybody wanted to expand healthcare access. And they wanted, especially in some political circles, to get private insurance on its way out and to have more of a government-controlled healthcare system, mimicking what we see in Canada, Europe. So its roots stemmed from Hillary Clinton, which is why I said if Hillary had won in 2016, it wouldn't have been called Obamacare. She would have changed it to a Hillary Care because she kind of owned that. That was, you know, what she originally had wanted. You know how many times I have an idea? You know, and I have an idea, and then I see somebody take the idea and run with it, you know, because they're in a position to run with it, and I'm not. And I'm like, okay, but wait a second, that was my idea. So that's kind of what happened with Hillary. Obamacare was Hillary's idea, which might have also been a reason why she didn't, you know, win the election. But, you know, President Trump and his administration couldn't really repeal and replace. We spoke about that. The way the ACA was written, it wasn't an, you know, line item bill or a real easy bill that said, look, guys, you're not going to be able to exclude pre-existing conditions anymore. You know, popular. Or the reality of it made it a little difficult, obviously, because now, you know, people weren't buying insurance when they were healthy. They could wait until they were sick. But it's a popular move. I couldn't stand that my asthmatic kids couldn't be covered because it was pre-existing. You know, the kid has asthma. We need to be able to treat it. So, multiple other things within the bill. But what really, really hurt and what really made a mess of the system was Obamacare was supposed to help the average American. And instead, their $250 deductible or their $500 deductible turned into the $2,500 deductible to a $10,000 deductible. So when a patient went and saw the doctor and the doctor billed insurance said, we give you zero because patient still hasn't met their deductible. Well, the average patient with a $10,000 deductible paying the rates that insurance knocks the price down to, they never meet that deductible in a year's time. So patients basically had to pay for their health care. That's one of the reasons why I closed my practice, because my patients were really, really screwed in that the insurance wasn't covering anything. And they basically left it with the patient and the doctor to go, all right, well, you pay the bill. I don't want to pay the bill. Who needs insurance? Why are we paying insurance for that and subsidizing insurance? So that's why I'm not a fan of Obamacare. And what President Biden wants to do currently, which I think he needs to alter, is he wants to roll back the changes Trump made, which could include the reintroduction of the mandate. You know, if you're an employer and you have staff, you will get fined or taxed or penalized if you don't provide insurance for them. Well, what did we see during the 2010s? Employers are like, you know what, fine, I'll hire less people. This isn't really the time to add any mandates. But what we are hearing that might happen is an expansion of Medicaid and an expansion of a reopening of the marketplaces and hoping to get more insurers on board to offer insurance and then get subsidies. So it looks like there's going to be more money kind of pushed towards insurance companies, which again was another problem. Insurance companies spiked up their rates and then the government said, oh yeah, we'll reimburse you. Well, I mean, some of these rates were $2,000 a month for health insurance. What? I mean, if I knew the government was going to pay me, the government said, well, we'll pay your rate, I'll be like, okay, well, maybe $2,500. Oh, yeah, we'll pay it. I mean, what the heck happened there? So initially, Joe Biden is going to reverse what Trump did to strengthen Obamacare. But I think Biden is smarter than that. I think he is going to put a spin on things and try to be the first president to give health care to everybody. Now, we currently have a system where everybody gets health care, but it's a mess. And the system is such that if you don't have insurance and you have an emergency and you go to the hospital has to take care of you. Some private hospitals may not, but the average hospital, especially the county hospital, will take care of you. You might get a bill, you might not pay the bill, but we don't turn anybody down in the hospitals. So currently, people do have access to care. Unfortunately, hospitals were going under. Hospitals were not able to make it because if patients weren't paying and they were doing all this stuff for free. So the government said, fine, we'll make sure these patients get some sort of an insurance, have some sort of an insurance card. The problem is if the hospitals are overwhelmed and doctors are leaving and doctors are moving more towards telemedicine, that where are the medical providers? They're going to expand Medicaid. Doctors are leaving Medicaid. Doctors don't get reimbursed by Medicaid, you know, as often as some of the private insurers, and there's nobody on another line, on the line, to be able to answer the call on the claim. So a lot of doctors don't take Medicaid. So if you have a finite amount of doctors taking these government-run insurances, and you tell a whole bunch of people, you all have this insurance now, you're really not increasing their care. So what I would probably do first with Biden care, because Joe Biden is going to want to have as his hallmark policy as under his administration is giving health care to everybody, I would probably sooner than later increase the telehealth, sort of the telemedicine access. So it's fairly simple. You have a lot of companies that would love the patients. Telemedicine is not as expensive, and it at least gives everybody access, and he could do that overnight. So he could technically, right, if he could work with the telemedicine companies, give access to every single American right away to telemedicine. That's something to start. Okay, now, what do we do about urgent cares, hospitals? Well, if I was Joe Biden, I would push for funding to actually build more hospitals. I talked about having free clinics or maybe clinics where somebody spends $5 or $10. Some low-cost clinics. You cannot give everybody an insurance card and not have the doctors or the facilities to take care of them. We are so underserved right now in the medical community with people who are trained, with people who could staff, with buildings, and we saw that with COVID. So if Biden care exists, Biden care, one of the foundations of Biden care should be to increase our health care infrastructure. We're training medical students and we don't have enough residency positions. Build more hospitals, have more residency programs, train more doctors. We need hospitals to train the nurses, to train the physical therapists, to train the nutritionists, to train the pharmacists. So Biden care could happen overnight by increasing access at least to telehealth and starting to build a network of these clinics. And by the way, it doesn't even have to be government money. I can't tell you how many people in each town would love to have their name on a building or their name on a wall or get some of the credit, you know, on local TV. And the clinics could be named after donors. You know how many radiology companies have MRIs or CT scans that are, you know, kind of old and now they need to, you know, refurbish it with the newest and the latest? Then great. Put one of the older CT scans. They still work. And I, you know, and you, there's still a CT. We have equipment. We have, you know, we have room. There's real estate. And I think the money infused, rather than paying money to an insurance company that could just keep raising the rates and funding billions of dollars to insurance companies, have the money go directly to the patients, buy these cheaper or free clinics, and by allowing them access to some telemedicine. No one's going to listen. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go in.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
January is now the deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in the country so far. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows roughly 77,700 people have died during this month due to the virus. Over 424,000 American lives have been lost to the virus since the start of the pandemic. President Joe Biden set to sign more executive orders on Wednesday and the rest of the week. Biden signing orders regarding COVID-19, immigration, the border wall, and racial equality. Regarding all these executive orders, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows believes,
what we're seeing is that President Biden is putting America last, and whether it's our border policy or any of the other executive orders that he's putting forth, it's going to have a real chilling effect on jobs.
This is USA Radio News. 7 days into the Biden administration, and the CDC is coming out with a new study regarding schools.
A new study from the Centers of Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures, like wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competition, are in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Tom Carper is introducing a bill to give Washington, D.C. statehood. The Delaware Democrat says it's long overdue for the more than 700,000 Americans that live in the nation's capital. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser thanking Carper in a tweet saying statehood cannot wait. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when kids left school in March, kids were coming home. Everybody was freaking out. They said kids were super spreaders. They said the reason why we had the COVID pandemic is because kids were bringing it into the teachers and schools were dangerous and the kids had to come home. We knew once the kids came home, it was going to be a lot harder to get the kids back. And for months, depending on where you live, parents are like, okay, my kid's not learning anything. When is this over? Cases started to go down in the summer. The COVID pandemic was still in existence. But school districts were fighting with the teachers on how to get teachers to come back. I think in Chicago, the teachers don't want to come back. Teachers demanded that safety guidelines were in place and money was going to be spent to ensure that there was going to be sanitation, safety. You know, why would a teacher leave a virtual setting to go back to a school and get sick, get COVID, and die? So I don't blame the teachers for not wanting to go back. Because, again, the narrative was, COVID's going to kill you. Stay away. Don't go to the restaurant. Lock down. Don't go to the movie theater. Don't go to the salon. Don't go to the bakery. COVID's going to kill you. Stay home. Wear a mask. So teachers, who are supposed to be, you know, the forefront of education and being there to guide kids, are being told in the news, they're being told by government officials, that everybody's supposed to lock down. Yet they're also being told in the same breath, yeah, but you go back and you teach kids. So teachers are like, so what? Can you explain this to me? So many school districts looked at their budget, looked at what the teachers' unions wanted, and said, we can't. You know what? Fine. Virtual. We're not going to mess with it. But parents were getting kind of mad. Parents are like, okay, come on. Our kids aren't learning algebra. They're not learning, you know, their times tables. You know, they're not learning about U.S. history. They don't know what the Bill of Rights are. And I can't teach that because I'm trying to work from home. I'm trying to take care of a COVID, you know, grandpa, or, you know, where's the teachers? And the teachers, they're busting their butts doing virtual learning or virtual training. But then kids are starting to be like, look, they're starting to change their habits. They're gaining weight. They're spending too much time on the computers. We're not really able to standardize test them because it's not very consistent what they're learning. And then in my neck of the woods, we had 18 commit suicide. I think we've already in this year had one kid commit suicide. I mean, was it all because of COVID? Was something else going on? But we do know that it was more than what we usually have in terms of student suicide. So, yeah, we're going to blame COVID. So people have looked to the CDC going, all right, break the tie. What's going on? So CDC has given guidance, and their research published online in the journal JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, basically provides a framework for how schools can open safely while limiting the spread of COVID. And they do believe that schools can reopen during the pandemic. And again, everybody thought this was going to be temporary, you know, and, you know, there's also, remember, there's people don't want to backpedal either. I mean, we are going to see a wave of lawsuits. In fact, if anybody wants to go into an industry that they think is going to survive, it's probably the legal field, because the lawsuits are coming. And once somebody gets, you know, enough evidence that the lockdowns didn't have to happen like they did, and their careers, all their money lost, all their savings blown, didn't have to happen, right? They're going to call up an attorney. And that's not just one person. That's going to be millions, possibly tens of millions, 100 million people ready to sue. Now, I mean, yeah, who are they going to sue? Does the government have money? They better have money. So they, you know, the CDC basically had said that, look, we really don't have the evidence that the kids were the ones spreading COVID initially. Yeah, that's what we all said. Yeah, we were told that kids could spread it. I believe they can. I believe kids can carry it, you know. But, you know, did they have to leave the classroom? When kids, even though COVID can affect kids and COVID has killed some kids, did we have to have millions of students disrupt their education, disrupt their learning, avoid their sports, etc., because of this? So the CDC wants the schools to reopen, and there are guidelines, you know, on like avoiding, you know, sports and making sure there's social distancing. I mean, there's sports allowed, but you know, to break it down, which we will later, you know, in terms of like apparently there was like a super spreader event with a wrestling tournament. So the way we do sports, the way we do clubs, the way we do classrooms are still going to have guidelines and social distancing measures, masks, things like that. And because not only do we want to protect the students, but we also want to protect the teachers. Now, will this work? The CDC guidance is fantastic. The problem is it's the reality of it. So my kids go to a school that has been doing the hybrid. Those who want to go to campus can go to campus. Those who want to do virtual can go to virtual. And I have to commend, I think the school is doing a fantastic job. But I got to tell you, they're gutsy. They don't panic and just close the school down every 2 weeks. If there's somebody that's positive, then they, that didn't happen on school campus, but they find out maybe it was positive outside of school. Anybody that could possibly be in that classroom, they go on virtual. The other classes still move on. So the attitude, what's going to make this work with the kids going back to school is the attitude of the school. If the attitude of the school is, all right, you know what, close down. We've had 5 cases of COVID. Close down. We're not going to, I mean, if they're going to close down every 2 weeks, no. You know, one of the reasons why I was in support of virtual school in my neck of the woods is because the average teacher was not excited about going back. Teachers were telling me they're going to call out. Well, if they're going to call out and we don't have enough substitutes, then there's no teacher. And then, yeah, I mean, you really need everybody on board. And you need to ensure that everybody's going to be safe. So if a teacher doesn't think they're safe or a teacher is exposed, they have to call out. They call out, now who comes in and teaches? So you have to have a system where if you don't have enough educators, you can still teach the kids. And in order for this to work, you need smaller groups. You actually need more teachers in person. So I just didn't see that being a reality. Some of the other schools made it happen because they were smaller schools. And you also had students and parents going, no, my kid goes to school. So it's going to take an attitude of we're not going to freak out about COVID. Or we're going to have a systematic process. If somebody feels sick, they don't come into work. We have a pool of substitute teachers. We have a means to have students taught if no teachers can come in. You know, we have a means to keep them separated. We could use the gym. We could do outside class. Remember I said, you know, when kids are learning Shakespeare, do they have to be sitting at a desk? Why aren't they going on a hike? Why aren't they walking around the school? They could walk around the school, be outside. I mean, again, not during a storm. We got some snow finally here. Yay. But, I mean, you know, why not, especially Vegas has some real good weather in the spring. Why not have everybody walk outside? They could be spacewalked and, you know, you could be recite, you know, I remember having to do the, to be or not to be, that is the question, you know, soliloquy. I had to memorize. I had to perform it. Okay, so fine. Why are we sitting in a classroom like this falling asleep? Have them walk. I mean, there's a lot of things that could be done while students are walking. Have them outside. Have them moving more. So I think there are curriculums or curricula that can include more outside, more distance learning, more kids back with other kids. But I think we've come to realize that COVID isn't going away. And if COVID does go away, we're going to have other colds. We're going to have other flus. Flu season has been deadly. So, you know, the schools are going to have an attitude of we're going to stay open and we're going to make this work. And so at least the CDC step pushes us towards that. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, having been a doctor in Las Vegas, I have seen three doctors I know personally get shot. One killed, two survived. The one that died is somebody I had trained. Actually, two killed. I'm sorry, four. Four doctors have been killed, or four doctors have been shot, two killed. One was killed by a patient that killed her in the parking lot. I trained with her.
Another one was killed by her own mother, shot in the head while she was brushing her teeth one day after a fight. And she had lived with her mother, and she was she had trained with me and died right out of residency. Two others were shot, again, because of patients. One patient wanted narcotics, dragged him to a pharmacy, and while the cops were trying to get the assailant away from him, the doctor was shot in the neck, survived. It's a friend of mine. And then another doctor was shot and lived. A patient, again, he walked into the room, and first patient, I believe, of the day, shoots him. Luckily, he survives. And so doctors understand that they are in an industry that shouldn't be as deadly as it is. You know, I mean, we understand we're exposed to pathogens that could kill us, but we shouldn't be having the mortality from gunshot wounds like we do, but we do. People get mad at doctors. They want something. They are frustrated. They many times have mental illness. And so we take our lives into our own hands every time we are alone in a room with a patient. I've had patients grope me, touch my boobs, butt, all that. I mean, you know, assault. As an ER doc, they were hitting me. I really urge that all doctors have self-defense training, maybe their CCW. A lot of doctors do, especially ER docs, because you really are taking your life into your own hands. And we as doctors want to protect our staff. Somebody came into my office saying he was going to shoot everybody up. We got everybody out of there. I talked to him. He didn't have a gun. We got the police. He gave it. We calmed him down. Police came. I didn't want him. It's interesting. Once we got all the patients out, I didn't want him going back out into the street wandering around. He looked very erratic, and I didn't want him getting run over and killed. So we actually kept him in our waiting room so all the patients could leave, drive away, get to safety. While we're waiting for the police, we're talking to him and we're calming him down, and I got his brother on the phone, or I tried to get his brother on the phone. I kept him distracted. My husband was there too, and you know, luckily it didn't turn into anything. But it's not really the safest field to be in. Well, tragically, a pediatrician was just killed as another doctor decided to hold her and others hostage. This happened last night, and Dr. Catherine Lindley Dodson died in the process. She was shot and killed by Bharat Narumanchi, both of them pediatricians. He had terminal cancer and had been given weeks to live. From what we're being told, this is being reported by Daily Mail, he went to Dr. Dodson's office to apply for a volunteer position. But they turned him down. They didn't need a volunteer. And, I've had to turn down volunteers. If we don't have the room, thank you, but we can't. And that's about all the history or motive we have. He shows up at 4:30 p.m. with several guns, takes her hostage along with four other employees. The other four either escaped or were let go by Narumanchi. But Dr. Dodson had been held for 6 hours. A police robot went into the office, found them both dead. They believe he shot her and then turned the gun on himself. Now, this happened at Children's Medical Group in Austin, Texas, yesterday. Apparently, he showed up to the practice with a pistol and a shotgun at 4:30 p.m., took the mother of three hostage with the four other employees. It was a six-hour standoff during which police negotiators pleaded with him not to kill her or harm himself, but he shot Dodson dead and then killed himself. Yeah, this is why, I think doctors all it's such a shame. It's unclear where he's from, but police say his family had been making plans for him to have hospice care. So my guess is cancer might have spread to the brain, altered his thinking, and a doctor killing another doctor and she's a pediatrician. Pediatricians are the sweetest things. I mean, they devote their lives to kids. Pediatricians are the least paid, the worst paid doctors out there. Don't ask why. That's always happened. Just like teachers. One of the worst paid professions, and they're the ones taking care of our kids. And so this doctor, you know, she devotes her life to kids. She's only 43 years old, has kids herself. And she gets killed by another doctor. So, how do we prevent this? So, you know, whenever we see cases like this, we try to, you know, whenever you hear something tragic like this happen, you know, the first thing we do as humans is we want to make sure something like this doesn't happen to ourselves. So we actually look for a cause. We look for some blame or fault to go, okay, well, that's not going to happen to me because I don't do this. I don't do this. So me as a doctor, I'm like, well, wait a second. I mean, I do see patients. With my practice, I did. Now, luckily, I do telehealth, but sometimes I see some patients with disability exams. But, you know, I am around the public. I am taking care of people. I do talk to other providers. I do deal with people that have mental illness or have, you know, severe illness that could affect the brain. So you start to kind of look at this going, okay, well, what could have been done differently? And that's what makes a story like this, you know, inexplicably tragic, is not only is it somebody innocent dying, but if there's no way to prevent something like this from happening, people who hear this go, okay, well, now what? I mean, I have medical students that I, you know, heard this story. It scares the heck out of them. They aren't going through years of training, and they aren't going through $400,000 or $500,000 of expense just to get into a practice and then get shot. And like I said, for me, I know four people in my town that got shot. Why would anybody go into medicine? Well, you make a lot of money. Do you? Really? Are doctors really making money? You can make more money in so many other professions. And Medicaid and Medicare, I think, are going to now pay less. There's it's not about the money anymore. So, people with cancer. Are people with cancer a risk to others? Well, I don't know what his medical issues were. I would like to know what his CT scan showed. I would like to know if the cancer did affect the brain. I'd like to know what lobe of the brain. Erratic behavior can happen if parts of the brain are affected. Amygdala, frontal lobe, temporal lobe, hippocampus. I mean, you know, a lot of the, you know, decision making can be altered very easily by any sort of process in the brain, and then there being swelling. So somebody about to go to hospice care, I mean, shouldn't be dangerous like that, but it does make you wonder if, you know, certain protections need to be made. But, you know, it's a real shame this happened, and it's tragic. May she rest in peace. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
February is Heart Month. every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.